the ticket?
Well, the other day, I believe it was Friday, we came in here, and I think it was this very segment, where
I was the cold open
debating the merits of certain games.
Yeah, what got us there?
Well, my son was enthusiastically, my youngest was enthusiastically participating in a game called Marco Polo.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah, a two-person game.
Which I said was lame. It's one of the lamest swimming games and kid games out there. And yes, I'm compiling my list of kids' games that should hold up, that shouldn't hold up, and stand the test of test the time. Excuse me. But that led us into other discussions, which included, but was not limited to, Duck, Duck, Goose.
Why are you saying it like that? Your bias is already showing.
Cause it just, come on. You know. I don't have to tell you again what a dumb game that is.
It's not the best. It's not the best game man has ever created.
Like, if your 4-year-old's playing it, you should ground them. But we started talking about this.
We felt pretty comfortable, though, that modern society has not made anyone change any of the words to that game.
Right.
I think it's just the name of the game that makes it dumb. Duck, Duck, Goose. Like, you could change it. It takes athleticism.
I mean, kind of.
Are we learning a little bit about nature that ducks can be patted on the head, but geese cannot?
Yeah, like, or is it because geese are ugly?
They'll chase you if you try to touch their head. Then you have to sit in their spot real fast before you, once you get around the...
Yeah, ducks could do PGA live.
Whole show is going to be doing this.
Bringing it back to sports!
So...
Liv will chase you?
Yeah.
We got going
until you capitulate and take their money.
We got going round and round about all this stuff and these kids' games, and it kind of got out of control, and Bob issued this line. Well, has Tag stood the test of time?
I guarantee Tag still exists. Don't ask me to confirm. Still exists. Yeah.
I mean, badass game. It'll never go away. Ever.
It's a weird debate, but you're right. I'm going to... I don't know if you can make a promo out of this, although I would like to see Kat try. So let me...
Hide and go seek.
What's the hard line doing this summer?
So anyway, we came in today...
Boy, was he proud of himself.
And we were delivered this.
The Ticket has hot sports opinions on all the big games all summer long.
Like Red Rover. There's tactics to Red Rover.
Nobody plays Red Rover. Hide and go seek. Awesome game.
Hide and go seek is solid.
Has Tag stood the test of time?
I guarantee Tag still exists.
Duck, Duck, Goose?
What is that? What does that even mean?
I don't know if you could make a promo out of this, although I would like to see Kat try.
Challenge accepted.
Well, let's play Marco Polo.
What's the hard line doing this summer?
It's always fun games when you listen to Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310. The Ticket.
I love it.
Yeah, asked and answered. I'm also...
That's a well-done promo right there.
It is. Very good job.
Going to give a lot of people just getting into their rental car that have heard about that sports station in Dallas.
Oh, man, live PGA. Let's go. Red Rover's got a lot of strategy to it.
So we debate Duck, Duck, Goose.
Red Rover. And you.
What about Ring Around the Rosie?
That doesn't even. No one does that either.
Is that with the maypole?
No. You're actually.
You're just holding hands in a circle.
You're going around in a circle.
And you just all fall down?
Well, with pockets full of posies, first
but
of
why
all.
Why do you fall down? What's the point of the game?
Ashes, ashes, we all fall
it's
down.
It's a song
right?
About the plague, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, is there a winner?
No,
everyone dies.
No, I think it's fall down. I think it's still for the demo where we haven't really taught them the merits of winning and losing. It feels like 2 and 3 year olds.
Here's a new promo.
I would like to see Kat try to make a promo out of that.
Out of Ring Around the Rosies. Ring Around the Rosies. God, man. I'm sorry. There's just some things that suck in life, and that's one of them. All right.
Well done.
Good job, Kat.